USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration may be looking to enlist commercial airliners in the evacuations out of Kabul. The New York Times reporting that the Pentagon is looking into reactivating the Civil Reserve Air Fleet, which would bring nearly 20 commercial jets from up to five airlines into the efforts to get American citizens and Afghans with special immigrant visas out of the country. Civil rights leader Jesse Jackson has been hospitalized with COVID-19 along with his wife, Jacqueline. In a statement, the Rainbow Push Coalition said that the 79-year-old is being monitored by doctors and that Jackson was fully vaccinated, receiving his first dose in January. And parts of New England are beginning to feel the effects of Hurricane Henri as the Category 1 storm nears the northeast coast. New York City has declared a state of emergency, with Mayor Bill de Blasio warning New Yorkers to stay indoors if they can, as heavy winds, rain, and storm surges are expected in the city. The storm is expected to make landfall on Long Island or southern New England Sunday afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The Department of Defense says that about 17,000 people have been evacuated from Afghanistan in the last week. About 6,000 U.S. troops are on the ground to help in that effort. A needed force, as ISIS has reportedly threatened both the airport and people trying to get to it. Major General Hank Taylor of the Joint Staff said Saturday that vetting the Afghan evacuees has become a cross-agency effort for the federal government.
I would add that intelligence, law enforcement, and counterterrorism professionals are conducting screening and security vetting for all SIV and others vulnerable Afghans before they are allowed to enter into the United States. These agencies are surging resources to evaluate all of these evacuees to ensure protection of the homeland. This massive effort is the result of teamwork across the interagency and the cooperation of our partners around the world who share in this incredible effort.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The federal government is providing relief from student loans for those with disabilities. Wendy King has more.
The Education Department announced it will automatically discharge student loans for borrowers who have total and permanent disabilities. The action will affect more than 323,000 borrowers who are identified through an existing match with the Social Security Administration and erase about $5.8 billion in student debt beginning in September. Also, the Education Department said it would indefinitely extend a policy to stop asking borrowers with total and permanent disabilities to provide information on their earnings and seek to eliminate the requirement of a 3-year income monitoring period. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said the changes make it easier for borrowers to receive their relief by removing the requirements that they fill out an application. The department added that all discharges will occur by the end of the year and will be free from federal income taxation, but could result in state income tax consequences. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And new data says COVID vaccinations are again on the rise amid the current spread of the Delta variant of the virus. White House COVID-19 Data Director Cyrus Shapar tweeting Saturday that 1.05 million doses were administered on Friday, the third straight day over 1 million doses were given. More than 60% of Americans 12 and up are now fully vaccinated against COVID. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.